So, you're in Canberra now. What's the vibe in Canberra since the bill has been passed through the Senate?
Yeah, it's ecstatic. Just City Senate vote overwhelmingly, 43-12 to pass marriage equality laws was it'll never happen again. This is something that only happens once, and to be there witnessing it after having been part of a movement that has pushed for so long to make this happen is just wonderful. The only, you know, slightly sour note is that if only the House of Reps were sitting this week, we could probably pass it through by the end of the week. We're coming back next week, and I'm hoping that there won't be too many shenanigans, that the House of Representatives will respect the result, not only of the Senate, but of the vote, and that we can get on so that people can start planning their weddings before Christmas.
Are you expecting many shenanigans?
Well, we saw lots of people from the No camp move amendments and put a lot of red herring arguments about the place to try and slow the process down. It wouldn't surprise me at all if we get another run of that in the House of Representatives next week. But I would hope that sense prevails and they understand that once they've had their say, that in fact the tide of history and the voice of the Australian people is against them, and that they allow the vote to happen in the course of the next first few days of next week.
Mr. Bant, thanks for joining us on The Informer.